Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be once again joined by Perry Mayor John Andorf, but this time we are not talking about anything to do with the city. We're actually talking about new opportunities and the Perry Toy Drive. So John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So like I said, the Toy Drive for Toys for Tots, you're kind of wrapping it up. In fact, you had kind of one last event last night.
Correct. At the high school, during our home basketball game, we collected toys one more time.
All right. So you started this all in October, I believe, correct?
Correct. What happens is, I'll go through the process and talk a little bit about the spectacular year that we've had this year for our toy drive. It starts in October with planning and working with people to get them involved for our annual toy drive. My wife and I have been working on this, I think, since 2013, kind of spearheading and coordinating this, if you will. What we do then is, 1st of November, we put out boxes at a number of locations in town to collect toys, and we also contact businesses for donations, and we also contact organizations such as some of our service clubs who are very generous and donate as well, and private individuals also donate. This year has been a spectacular year for us. We also have, as many of you have contributed to, I'm sure, and I want to thank you for that. A big part of our event for collection of dollars are our annual holiday roundups at our two local grocery stores, Fairway and Hy-Vee. And this year we've been very successful. Between the two stores at our holiday roundups, I'm happy to report, we collected about almost $1,800 this year. And that is spectacular. It goes a long ways to buying toys and some other things for older kids. So it's just been a fantastic year. Right now we're engaged in bagging up the toys this week. What the process is, we take out the toys to Crossroads Church. Crossroads Church is very generous in letting us use their auditorium, if you will, every year to sort the toys. Yesterday, what we did was we brought the toys out from the community, and we sorted those by boy, girl, and different age groups. And then in the afternoon, we got the toys from the Marine Corps, the actual toys for tots that were outside of our community in terms of their collection. And then we also added those to our collection. And then today we get the applications from New Opportunities. What happens is people that meet the income guidelines go to New Opportunities here in Perry and fill out an application indicating how many children they have, boy, girl, of course, and hopefully what some of their interests are. And then with the toys that we collect, we work diligently to try and match the request as close as we can with the items available. And usually we do pretty well. One of the highlights this year in terms of our collection was from our local Van Wall dealership. We had many, many John Deere tractors, Peterbilt trucks, and other toys as well from John Deere. And in Iowa, John Deere tractors are pretty popular, both with boys and some girls. I don't want to leave the girls out as well. So that is going to go a long ways as well in terms of providing many, many toys for the children. So again, back to bagging. We bag those toys today and tomorrow. And then Thursday, we go through one last time and look at what we've got to make sure that we haven't made any mistakes. So it has happened in the past where you misread a request and whoops, that's supposed to be a boy, not a girl. So we correct our mistakes, if you will. And then we go through one last time and the toys we haven't put in any bags yet, we go back and continue to add some more toys. And then Friday of this week, the families come and actually collect the toys and take them home and save them for Christmas. We typically, and this year will be no exception, this year will probably be better than ever, each child gets at least one big toy, you know, like maybe a nice big doll for somebody or a big John Deere tractor or a truck for a guy. And then we put in some smaller toys and each child ends up getting about three or four toys. So we do quite well. And then also a highlight on the day that we distribute toys are we have some items that we have drawings for. Again, this year we have a number of items. For example, we have some bicycles, we have a tablet, we have some children's rockers, we have a nice homemade wooden rocking horse, and a number of other things. So those are nice items to give away too. What happens is a family comes out and then they can enter the drawing for the one item that they would like their child to have, and there's some lucky winners of those too. So again, this year, having done this for a number of years, I think this year has been the best year ever. And as one of the coordinators, I want to express my appreciation to the businesses and all the community people and Fairway and Hy-Vee and Van Wall for supporting us and being such a great part of this great activity. Yes, we organized it, but without the community, we wouldn't get too far. So I want to thank everybody who was involved for the Toys for Tots this year. It was great.
All right. How many families do you think you'll be helping this year?
Families, I'm not sure, but children-wise, it's about 250.
And that's just from all around the Perry area, even outside, or mostly just in Perry?
Mostly Perry. Actually, people from Dallas County are eligible to sign up in Perry, but it's typically just about all Perry. I want to mention, too, because I think it's important, with the money we collect, and again, we have collected a lot of cash this year, we try and spend as much of it locally as we can. And I know my wife and a couple of others went shopping the other day, and we have a few more items pick up. They spent over $1,200 in Perry. That also helps the local economy, so there's kind of a win-win here. We help the children, and we also help the local economy, which I think is important as well.
Absolutely. So a great year that you had, and I imagine that you also get a lot of help from volunteers. You know, it's not probably just you and your wife, correct?
No. We coordinate, but without our volunteers, we couldn't do it. Today we have about 7 or 8 people. We had about 7 or 8 yesterday, and that's about how many we ask for every day. I'm sure we could get more, but if you get above and over a certain amount, then you just kind of work at cross purposes sometimes too. But no, some of our local restaurants are very helpful too, donating some pizza and Subway sandwiches and such for our volunteers during the week that we put the toy bags together. So again, it's a community-wide effort. We couldn't do it without the community.
All right. Well, John Andorf with New Opportunities and the Perry Toy Drive, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today about Toys for Tots?
No, just as I've already said, I appreciate the community-wide support and look forward to working with you again next year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John Andorf. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.